Hi, my name is Tina K. Gilling, and welcome to my Insatiable podcast, the place where your crave for unfiltered opinions will leave you yearning for more. For our first season, we have chosen to zone in on the talk or the lack thereof. Please sit back, relax, and join in the conversation by DMing our Instagram page at INSATI_ABLE, or check out my personal page on Instagram, TENAREBEL, if you would like to join into the conversation or just leave your honest review. Thank you so much and enjoy.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. Hi.
Which man over your TK?
All right, ladies. Backside. Hello, ladies. My name is Tina K, your host tonight, and I would like you guys to give a brief introduction of yourself. You're not scared to put on the internet. Go. We ready?
Yes. What do you want us to say, really?
Just a brief introduction of who is talking.
This is Carly Rae. Girl, you know. One's individual.
That's it?
Yeah, what else you want?
Your input is very valuable, and we do look forward to that bluntness dominating this call.
Wow.
All
right, let me hear from Alia.
Tina K.
Mickey, I manage your excitement, yeah. Dude, now my advice.
Emma, go on first, Emma.
I don't want to talk.
No.
Emma, all right, fine, go.
You know, you're sitting someday.
Talk, what's that?
Come on, introduce yourself. TK, I'm done some of the fan company, you know.
I don't want me cut her off on the call.
Cut her off her blood. Hold on, TK. You remember the woman from Toronto?
I'm not introduce yourself.
Who we are we at, Pan?
Emma.
You're the one who wanna introduce yourself, yes.
Tina K, I'm gonna like that introduction. Anyways,
introduction,
good night, ladies. Tina K, let me give me introduction. I want Jesus Christ. Anyways, this is Alia Cunningham. I'm a very goofy person, and I love to sometimes.
So we're here for talk about things, them?
Yeah.
Okay. Why make you sound shy all of a sudden?
Because you know, like, the introduction, something, yeah.
All right. Emilika.
Yes, Tina K.
Your turn.
Airy don't government so far. Good night, ladies, viewers, subscribers. The one and only Emma.
Yeah, Emmer.
Come to
very blunt, straightforward. Talk the truth. Una like it. Osh. I thank you.
I cannot. I'm gonna look for the harp on her name all along. She said Emmer. You understand?
Lisa.
All right, ladies. So tonight, I wanted to talk about the talk. Did you and your parents, or who gave you the talk? Did you get the talk that
people this dear?
The talk on the Urban Dictionary is basically the sex talk that people have with their children at usually an early age about puberty, when they will now transition and get those urges and the changes in their body. Now, personally, I think my mom talked to me when I was very little, like 7 or so, about like people touching, like, has anybody ever touched you like this? And if they ever touch you like this, you know, that's one of the talks. And then as you grow older, there wasn't an official sit down. There was just don't breed. Like Karen Pitney coming on me hugs.
I mean, I still with no grandpa.
That's all.
Me get no for that. Down to this day, me get no for that.
Then we breathe.
Well,
we weren't allowed to have male friends. Even the little boy them what we grew up with around the place. As soon as my little parachute them start come about, we're not allowed to socialize with them. So we just here with the new body parts and the new urges and don't know what we do with them.
Right.
Next person.
Okay. For the talk. Personally, I've been in a very diverse household. So I grew with a psychologist. My parents were not the type of people to talk and tell you about sex and them something there. As Tina came getting your ear is nobody care and trying to breathe and them look at something there. You understand? I can't remember when I just started seeing my period, you know, and period for me, me the chat as a young piece of something, but I come out of my front. When me go say no, sir, because my sister and my cousin did their own. I'm going to tell my sister and my cousin, thank you, St. Peter. I said, girl, period, that. Just put on a pad. I put on the pad and call my mother. And I remember two persons on here, Tina K and Chalky, to know my mother. I don't know how she's still.
That's right.
And when me go tell Goodisha, say, me see my period, she went actually down a Sandy Bear Road.
Oh, God.
You know, the little gathering there. I'm going to say to her, I'm going to whisper and tell her, and I'm going to say, mommy, this is what? You know, they come out of my vagina. She shout out, why? Yes, you're being. Everybody at Sandy B. So everybody at Sandy B. ear and know when my period comes. You understand? Them look at embarrassing something. Saying that to say, I never get no talk from them. But I grew with, which is my aunt. She banana and I give a condom to put it on it. I teach her how to put on them things there and she raw.
Bigger up to me.
She talk to you and big up herself, Heather Chin, wherever you are. Big up herself. She definitely teach me things about sex and what it entails from a young age. So I have to big her up. She basically tell me everything from the male side of things. Because one time, me never understand one name bars.
Miss so
she get banana and 2 big rum apple and set them out on the table and she teach me. And I was about 12, them age there. Time, let me just hear about 6. I'm just saying, no, man, no, and try. You know, y'all really pit me. Yeah, you hear about them things there. I just say, one try, but afraid. Taught me all those things, and that is why to this day, I'm very open to talk about anybody. Like, I want topic with me to talk about to anybody. Some people create them in a business. Open.
Because no people are really, they don't really accept some things but themselves, you know.
Right. And I had tried.
They didn't get the teachings from their parents, so they have no
right.
Personally, experience. For me, my mother never did tell me about this and that and whatever. We just They listen to me cause of them and they must say this and whatever. The first time I see my period, me did a bead and me tell my mother. And she just brush it off like nothing. But then as I grew older, As a group older than ear, say they talk to one boy around, they say, don't come in here with no belly, and you know, my mother never
right.
Give me the talk. She only always, you know, from me, I got school, she had tell me, say, nobody go breathe and blah, blah, blah. But when me, the first guy when me ever really talked to, big up Ishane, him really teach me about sex. Yeah, but you want him, like, I him take my virginity. And he teach me about sex and teach me about my own body. Like, he, you know, because he told me you used to go to school. Me not say never say, you know, something like, yeah, whatever. But me tell him, say, yo, no go there, so.
Nobody will do.
Like, this is, and in we good. Need, honestly, we as females need that platonic connection with males to understand how all man work, all man set up. A lot of us don't have that relationship with our fathers. Me for one.
Me for two. Know,
but me and my father just don't have that talk my about anything kind of conversation. Sometimes I post stuff on my status that are very outlandish, I believe. And you watch them and me get panic attack. I'm like, no. Because we never talk about it. It was not encouraged. Freedom of press never encouraged. I used to be a very outspoken, chatty, telling me mind like a picnic. And I used to ask questions like, it's not that me miss. My cycle just off by a couple of days. And it's like, what ya they do? And I'm like, what ya talk about? What you mean? What me I do? What you mean? What we are talk about? And I remember being so scared for if me feel any type of way about my period, me can't bring the conversation to her because of the reaction I'm in what me go get. Like, I'm a period and you're supposed to, girl, sometimes me use when me know the period to come, me they put on pad just for not have this awkward conversation. And then they look like, oh, your period, they last so long. And I'm like,
right.
When you go off, me not have the understanding, say, all kind of things can set it off. They can make it go off. And me afraid to come to you with that.
Right. So just think everybody need free. In this day and age, millennials, I think we have more, when I was have more sense, more aware than how we parents and when get to them knowledge.
Yeah.
So I don't think it should be hard for us to teach our kids the right thing.
True.
I don't think it should. Oh, we never get. We know what it's missing. What caused certain things as females. So we allow that to happen to our kids just the same, then shame on us.
True.
A lot of when, all right, so may I watch some people with like them platonic male friends. I mean, I see, you know, how much of them they could have, how much of them the relationship they could have flourished into my adulthood. But just because at that age, when I tell we say, don't chat to that boy, they go breed. Me just draw from them. Honestly, we don't know anything because of that.
Yes, it's stigma, Tina K. Stigma of a lot if you do it, enough things to happen.
Girl Pitney no grew up with boy Pitney.
I want
to see I know from my girl.
Hey, me born after my next cousin after. Who come before me? Dario. So most of my male cousin them, all of my male cousin them older than me. And me have male cousin who are 2 years older, 4 years older. But we in a high school together, we in a primary school together. So for them friend, well, that between for them age and my age, we socialize with. No baby, no me. Let me live up for my granny as a boy in them come in the yard, come go.
Right. Right. Are them sometimes no one has no phone playing up for talking on boys? Are them want to search your phone? They not trust it. You can't let the yard. They're supposed to stay in the yard.
They have one little peanut them and the amount of time it get confiscated.
No, man, I used to my breath. Me didn't stop it. I'm put it on silent for to make it vibrate. And one.
No, let me look
for get some backside licking.
The lack of that talk or that information. I never think say it actually influenced the relationship with the male in terms of not sex, like platonic relationship. Come in, when me tell us say, oh, like at this in this day and age, when me start guy, you take, let me tell you. When me start guy, you take me could have hung out with my cousin and his friend then. When me I go out 6th form and me live at Sandy Bay, me couldn't talk to it was still frowned upon.
Stop
but
it.
Me did kind of little bit more free. Jeez. But me still get the bad eye of them. Oh, and God. They when them come around, I'm like, what me do?
No, Jamaicans don't believe in just having a friend and having sex, or just friends. They don't believe in a best friend. Because every male best friend when me ever them say me and them like Tina K, you guys know my best friend. She is a male and he's actually, you know
yeah,
there.
Know
and
like, we can't have no. Yo, I went to Niagara Falls with female male, with one of my close male best friends. And we did it, we pull up the whirlpool in the tub and sitting here, me. God. Him today and him like, take my picture on this and I'm here, take picture now. I'm like, this is not weird at all. Why did we grow up thinking this was not okay?
Sometimes it's not, but...
What do you mean?
Real conversation.
What do you mean?
Because we have a different scenario with my male best friend, but we aren't friends anymore. So let's not go there.
I value people that have never made a move on me. And a lot of people, like, when we talk about it, and I'm like, no, me and him are friends. And I'm like, that man, they're batty man. Like, why does he have to be gay to not? Think that sex is everything.
Even though me have a friend, you know, he always show me some things that if me not understanding, he explain it to me or whatever. But him really
that happens so much in a Jamaican society.
Too much. What's your experience?
Listen, to this very day, me not get the talk. I can remember my mommy saying, "Nobody feels say sex around where."
That's
not. Mama mother did a try done it. Mama did a try done
it. You know what that's
try done it. And he can't done. So nobody.
Come here, I'm in a done it.
You go can't go and done it.
You can't done it. That's it. One of the things very common across, like, all our story is when we get with period, them start.
Yeah.
Put the fear of God in our way, say, yo. Make sure this, make sure that. And me actually, me write one book.
What's our exam?
About all of my trauma and all of that.
Hey.
Girl, for my book at Lookout for It 2022. But while I'm there, me write how me would I like my parents if they talk to me about sex.
Well, honestly, like, me not think say I just how them grow. Some of them grow, they not grow with for their mother tell them, so they not feel.
Yeah, it's
a cycle, you know. It's a cycle.
Of them still have the mentality where they say a plane put baby in their belly. Some adults not grow that their mentality definitely true.
A school me go and learn about periods. So when me get my period, me did actually ready for it. I think, but then my period come with nausea. I'm used to vomit up. I'm like,
oh, look at that, used to say I breathe. Remember?
So with that, they, again, we not get the story. Say everybody period different. We just get a period. We come once a month and it lasts that the time. My friend was skip months because them skinny and anemic.
I have some people with hormone balance.
Conversation, they say, yo, it's a good different. Because when he get to me, you know, me have a, and then the conversation was, how TK the breed and you know, got him period. Like,
and Tina TK, I remember, as you said, they don't educate us, but when in the same space of time when I just got my period. And I missed my period for right after that, I did for about 2 months. And you know why everybody think I breed me that breed that time I've never had sex.
Like you're right? So I know, so you're a woman.
So in, woman. I knew I wasn't pregnant, but because they were saying you miss once I miss a period, I breed and I breed, not knowing that so much other things can cause period to me. So once you didn't see, they thought I was pregnant. Bring me go out doctor to go ask the doctor in, and then find out say, find out if me a virgin, you know, because they never trust my judgment or trust my words to say I actually did not have sex. Me just don't know why I don't come.
Me miss my period for 7 months. I mean, in the first, I mean, no, I'm not breed.
Right, you know, in yourself.
Like, I thought that being a very eloquently spoken 2, 3, 4, 5 year old child,
which one are the ears? Then pick from the 2, 3, 4, 5?
No, like, as a kid, like, me talk early, me talk very early, and me speak very clearly. Okay. So, even that, it was encouraged. I think you might have you know to when you find out so you look a toddler them start talk clearly and have more conversations with them. My parents used to have conversations with me like that. And everything they see, me used to acknowledge. So when it get too much for people, then them start you chat too much and them don't want to keep me coming. Them don't want me.
Yeah, they care the people like that worry so about
ruin. Over time, me stop ask questions about certain things, and whatever you tell me, I saw it go a gospel. Me I go well. Me not ask. Me not delve into it because you get offended and you get angry and punish me. If you ask about my surroundings. So that did just that did just one of them.
And that point.
My godmother, I spoke to her earlier today, and she was just reminding me of how bubbly I was as a kid. And you're saying, then I
want to well, I'm gonna hear the last part.
How bubbly, but it's full of energy and excitement and fun. Feel like
they are still bubbly.
But guess what, Charlie?
I don't know where she's saying but she was.
But you want a little patch? I went through a little segment where me never saw outspoken. Me got you one. Them did silence me one time, and then me find back my voice.
Okay.
My most favorite, the talk. Conversation was by a teacher when I was in grade 10. So that I thought they did well yet, but they carry with me till this day. Because Miss Fullerton turned to us and she gave us a mantra. She's like, don't have sex with somebody that you wouldn't have a baby with because sex make baby. And even if you never got it for that, anything can happen. Don't have a baby with somebody you wouldn't marry because having a baby and getting married are both commitments, lifetime commitments that should go hand in hand. And don't get married to somebody you don't love.
Miss, and, who will say tell her that thing again? Miss Fullerton.
She told us how her mother is a dentist, and the first talk she got about sex was when she was at UTEC, and her mother operated on a person that eats nyamotin jaw.
Jesus.
And she's like, imagine, me a big woman, and that's the first time my mother said, if you're having sex, use a condom.
Wow. I don't know, say, like, funny enough, no thing, okay? Then it's like me, this guy when I tell me say him girlfriend them. Him not have use condom and he saying have four girlfriend when they sex with condom. Say, Jesus Christ.
I know what them and their name Nico, you know.
You mash up my life. Me say, no. Me after the setting, say no, I'm wrong. He say, right now, when I eat in personal, four of them personal, but what? One more personal.
Hold on, pull out.
So I must say, right now, in personal girlfriend, sick out and she de vomit and whatever. Me say, maybe she pregnant or maybe something, right? He must say,
I heard a cousin of mine say the gun set thing a while back. Here, no, me look at the girl and me and say, you can't have nothing. And I'm like, hold on. I wonder if that brother I write it up in a head part.
Tina K, them boy are them terrible nowadays. Then savage. Because I know if you have four personal girlfriends, that don't make no sense. That don't make no sense. And then.
I am so sorry to have cut your podcast very short this evening, but thank you so much for tuning in. Please subscribe and we will be publishing part two of this conversation in the week to come. Thank you so much for tuning in. Let us know your honest review. Remember to follow us on Instagram at INSATI_ABLE, or you can check out my personal page at TENAREBEL. I will